Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with those in the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again on this Friday afternoon. Glad to have you along. Today we'll be talking about the musical Disenchanted, being produced as a co-production by Alaska Fine Arts Academy and Cyrano's Theater Company. It's performing at the Cyrano's Theater Company's site over on DeBar Street and opens tonight and runs through the 11th of February. My guests to talk about the show are the director, Warren Weinstein, and he is going to be talking about this show and all the things that happen in it and how crazy apparently this play is, and which fits right into Warren's background because he is a master improvisation actor and actor around town.
And a princess.
And a princess.
It works out perfect for me.
We also have two of the actors. We have Anna Cometa, who's playing the part of Snow White, who is the instigator of all the craziness. We'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay.
And we have also Lenani Cook, who's playing the part of Pocahontas, and she's playing the part of producer from the Alaska Fine Arts Academy. And this is a kind of a significant show in that is probably the last show for a while that Alaska Fine Arts Academy is producing. Is that correct, Leilani?
Yeah. So what people may have or have not heard, the Alaska Fine Arts Academy is taking what we're calling a sabbatical. We've been wanting to do an overhaul of things. You know, just kind of kept going, and we decided that we needed to take some time to kind of incubate some new ideas, some new practices, just kind of an overhaul of everything. So we're taking a sabbatical right now. The opportunity arose where we could do that. So it was sudden, but we had to take it. Otherwise, it would have gone away. So it's not a negative thing. It's very much a positive thing. And so we had a lineup. We had been set to do Wonderettes because that's kind of the temperature of doing theater in Eagle River. When we decided to come together to do So Disenchanted came up because Warren had reached out to Cyrano's to do Wonderettes at Cyrano's. And then we decided that Wonderettes probably wasn't the best choice at the moment for Cyrano's. And I had come across Disenchanted last year when I was planning AFA's theater season. And I instantly fell in love with it. But I knew it wasn't the right temperature for theater in Eagle River. It was definitely more of an adult show. But now that we are doing a partnership of Cyrano's and Alaska Fine Arts Academy, I thought this is probably the best time to bring this out because it does talk about some very important conversations, but it's also funny. And it still can be a family show, more of a PG-13 kind of family show. But yeah, I just thought it was the perfect time to bring it up because I absolutely love this show. And I needed to bring it up to Alaska.
Well, Warren, we're talking about a musical with Snow White, with Pocahontas, with how many?
Cinderella. There's 10 of them total. Sleeping Beauty, Little Mermaid, Princess Kiss the Frog, Rapunzel, Mulan.
And it's all done sort of as a PG-13. Explain that for us, okay?
Yeah. Originally, these aren't your Disney princesses. This is not what you're going to find in a Disney movie. These are the traditional, say, Grimm fairy tale princesses that are coming back. And they're going to have a conversation with an audience. They decided to come together to put a show on about how they've been portrayed over the years and how they would like to have a talk with the community about how they've been portrayed, expressing their true feelings about
talk.
How they've been portrayed over the years. in a musical sense, though.
And everybody in the studio is now laughing. There must be something about this. So I want to go to Anna, who plays the part of Snow White, and apparently she's the instigator of all this, correct? How does that happen?
Well, I think Snow White was actually the first Disney princess movie that came out, I think, in like the 40s or something. Please excuse me if I'm not totally right on the date. But I think because she's first, she's kind of like boss clown, so she, you know, feels like she has the right to direct everybody.
Did you say boss clown?
I did, yeah.
Love that term, boss clown.
That's kind of how I've been like channeling it for her. But she ends up being very powerful, and she wants everything to go perfectly because otherwise, you know, they won't get their message out. And so that kind of ends up being her foil a little bit. But yeah, she feels that she has the right to direct all the other characters and how they're going to get the message to the audience and to the broader population about, you know, just, I guess, how, yeah, like Warren said, how they've been portrayed over the years and how they're drawn and how they're supposed to act. And but it's funny and it's fun. And, you know, because she's so much of a control freak, I think. that is what is part of making, or it's making the show funny. So,
well, Leilani, you're playing the part of Pocahontas.
Yes.
Tell us about maybe what she's trying to get across to the audience about herself.
Oh, well, maybe I should talk a little bit about the author as well. So the reason he came up with this show is because he was a history teacher, and he used to talk about Pocahontas a lot, and telling about the real Pocahontas, about how she was actually 10 years old. So the character of Pocahontas in Disenchanted is kind of talking about, hey, you kind of got my story wrong. I'm not this bombshell vixen. I'm actually a child. So that's one of the important conversations about how some of these Disney princesses were kind of just made up into what we or what the general population wants to look at princesses as. So it's kind of a truth moment.
And Warren, yes. I'm just going to go to you for a moment, because you mentioned that these characters are more based on the folktale versions of them, which, as Leilani mentioned, going to an earlier pre-Disney type of portrayal. Have you gone back to look at these different portrayals from, say, the Grimms and other folktales?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of the relationship of them in the play directly relates right back to that, and that's kind of nice. It's we're not taking it away from the Disney modern versions. It's kind of those two in contrast with each other. It's one of how they're portrayed nowadays, which is that vision, but also they're coming out saying, hey, this is who I really am. I'm not this waifish Barbie character. I'm a real person who has this kind of foundation, this kind of history. So I've looked at it that way. I believe most of the girls have gone out and done a lot of research into their own characters to find out where they came from and where this foundation really was.
Well, for those just tuning in, we're talking about the play Disenchanted with music, book, and lyrics by Dennis Jacino, performing opening tonight at Cyrano's Theater Company as a co-production between Cyrano's and Alaska Fine Arts Academy. We have the director, Warren Weinstein, Leilani Cook, and Anna Cometa. And Anna, I want to go back to you again about this character. We're talking about going back to the earlier versions and then also the Disney version. You've got to tie in some way to the Disney version to make this understandable to the audience going public, or else there's no comedy, right?
Right. And if when you watch Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, if you go back and watch the cartoon, it's really interesting because her voice is very much like in the classical style of that time, and she has this wave. She like puts it, and I wish we're on radio, so you can't really see me do it. But she has like her hand like kind of on her legs, and she like kind of flaps her arm around and smiles. It's really cute, actually, when you look at it. But that's sort of and those mannerisms kind of informed me about the character. And then in the Grimm fairy tales, if you research it, Snow White doesn't just bite the apple. She like gets like the witch like or the old woman like gives her a bunch of presents that are poison. And the dwarves revive her a bunch of times before she eats the apples. Like, one of them's a brush. I don't remember the other. But then there's the apple, and then, she falls asleep. So I think, those things inform your character about how informed my character, I guess, like, about how I can incorporate those things, and then kind of plays into her frustration about sort of how she was played up by Disney or played up by audiences or even by the Brothers Grimm. So, yeah.
And, of course, this play is a musical.
Yes.
And you've had a background in music,
yes.
Anna. And so tell us about how you've approached this from a musical standpoint.
Well, I'm a classical singer. I characterize myself that way. I've been singing classical music since I was 16. But I did go to school for musical theater for college, and that was a really fun program. I went to Syracuse University, but I I've always been this kind of classic singer, and this is a very contemporary style of singing and contemporary music, and it's really like upbeat and energetic, and there's all these different styles. There's like Motown and jazz and then there's some classic, and so I've used my classical training to sort of inform or build my character when she sings, and there are some things that she sings that I can use that style of singing for as a character choice, and it's been kind of fun to mix those styles. So I've sung with the opera here in Anchorage a few times, and that was really fun because, of course I get to get back into theater, and yeah. So anyway, that's how it's been building that character and building or working with sort of like my training.
And Leilani, how about you?
About me musically?
Yes.
Well, I just graduated from UA with a degree in music education. And that's actually before that I kind of had a 10-year break. But I do have a background in musical theater. So, you know, of course, that's probably what led me to finding this show.
Warren, let's go to you for a moment here about one of the themes you've talked about in the show is that these characters are bringing to the audience themselves versus what people perceive them to be. Mm-hmm. Which is a major part of the Me Too movement today, isn't it? So this play really ties into that idea of women saying, this is who I am, not who you've thought me to be. Is that something you've dealt with the cast and working with this production?
Yeah, it's really – and I think we started the production before the Me Too movement really got up and rolling as much as powerful it is now. So it's kind of played together really well with what we've had going on here. These are not – there's nothing about – passivity with these women at all. These are very strong, powerful women that want to tell their stories, and they're not the characters you see on screen and stage and screen. One of the nice parts about doing this musical is there's nothing limiting from the author about what we could do. He encourages us to branch out. The only thing we were not forced to do, but really pointed at is making sure that we would find the right ethnic makeup of the specific princesses. Outside of that, there's no age requirements. I hate to say it, but body requirements in any way. We had an open casting call and found 10 really qualified people to come in here and act and sing, with the exception of looking at fitting some of the ethnic levels of who the character is specifically. I found women that really hit wonderful points with the singing and with the acting.
We talk about the show being funny, and you guys are laughing through the whole interview here. but there are some very significant moments in this play, mm-hmm. some songs that really reach deep into something else. Anna or Leilani, do you have any music that ties into that?
Probably mine is probably the most ballads-like song in the show, and it was as, I guess as an actress, it was kind of hard for me to... we still have to keep it, you know, pretty light and positive. But the song itself, if you kind of listen to it, it's very like, oh, wow, we really have been portraying this character wrong this entire time.
Well, can you be a little more specific about that song you're talking about?
Let's see.
Maybe a lyric or two from the song. I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, so like one of the lyrics is I shouldn't say that.
Well, one of the things I listen to Leilani every night, so I know she's like so probably in her process. But
I didn't want to say something inappropriate and give away some of it. I'm like, oh, I probably shouldn't say that.
Right? Well, there's some cute things in there, but she's like, does anybody really believe my grandma's in that tree, or does anybody know why these leaves keep following me? And like, you know, because in the movie, I mean, you could see she's like, and there's a Colors of the Wind reference, and it's good. I think the song's called Honestly, and she sort of laments how, you know, and says, we need to confront and be honest about my character.
Well, this sounds like a very exciting show. Disenchanted opening tonight, running through February the 11th at the Cernos Theater Company, co-produced between Cernos and Alaska Fine Arts Academy. I want to thank Anna Cometa, Leilani Cook, Warren Weinstein for being my guests.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Steve.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.